Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism implements a massive campaign strategy to boost national tourism so it can contribute to economy growth during the June-July mid-year school holiday period. The Ministry of Tourism has launched various attempts, from hashtag the Indonesia Aja holiday campaign to fostering collaboration with diverse stakeholders, said the Ministry's Deputy for Marketing, Ni Made Ayu, on Monday. An indigenous leader from West Kutai District, East Kalimantan, has received the prestigious Kalpataru Award for his 14-year push to protect the customary forest belonging to the Benuak Telimuk Indigenous Law Community in Penarung Village. The award was conferred by the governor of East Kalimantan. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, if you are currently listening on the online streaming of ours, voinews.id, I want to remind you that you have the option to listen to us on RRI Digital. What is RRI Digital? It's the app of the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia. We have your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama.
Oh, dunia ini seperti fantasi,
tak ada batas. cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berseri memohon waktu berhenti
untuk mengerti aku dan kamu begini.
Begitu, duhai rembulan, tahan dulu matahari datang. Malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berdansa di taman ria. Romansa hati dimanja, amin untuk kita, ucap ia biar nyata.
Of Indonesia. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa ku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La la la. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bila ku harus menunggu, seribu tahun pun tak kutunggu. Bila ku harus menantimu, hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Kaulah wanita yang aku tunggu seumur hidupku. Kau hanya dirimu yang menjadi pelabuhan terakhirku. Bila ku harus menunggu seribu tahun pun kan ku hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Bila ku harus menunggu seribu tahun pun kan ku menantimu, hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Seribu tahun pun kan kutunggu bila ku harus menantimu. Hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti.
You are still in tune with us on Voice of Indonesia, and I want to read you something. It's a information. It's, you would consider it an information or a news, but Indonesia is again in many collaboration with other countries, including Russia, because of course our President Subianto just visited Russia. Indonesia and Russia have agreed to enhance their strategic cooperation in sports through the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between Youth and Sports Minister Aryo Bimo Nandinto and Russian Sports Minister Mikhail Degtyarev. The agreement was signed on the sidelines of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum 2025 in commitment to developing an inclusive, innovative, and sustainable sports ecosystem. The MOU outlines 5 key areas of cooperation: the development of young athletes, exchange of knowledge, training systems, increased international exposure for youth athletes, enhanced sports diplomacy in global forums, and the management of sustainable and inclusive training centers. I think this is very, very beneficial to both of the countries, because of course Russia can also be exposure to our ecosystem of sports, and so do us. According to Aryo Tejo, youth athlete developments will focus on priority sports such as badminton, athletics, volleyball, swimming, gymnastics, archery, martial arts, and rock climbing. The exchange of sports personnel and training practices is expected to boost institutional capacity in both countries. I think this is very, in a way, this is very supportive, but also fun, because if you are familiar with sports, and there are a lot of ways to enhance your performance. One of them is by sparring or having a match with other teams. And of course, this is exactly what they're doing through the Memorandum of Russia and also Indonesia. So this is a great news. And if you want to know more information like this and news like this, make sure to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI stations through rri.co.id. rri.co.id is the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Syarat, aku rela menunggu sangat lama. Katamu suatu saat aku pasti jadi cintamu, satu cintamu. Aku ingin kau mengerti di jiwaku hanya kamu. Namun bila kau tak bisa menerimaku, lebih baik ku hidup tanpa cinta. Haruskah ku bersabar tanpa batas? Aku masih ingat semua janjimu, namun setelah kamu mengenal dia, kau berubah, kau tak sama.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Di saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berbalik. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti kau kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku yakin masa berani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijak, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Hanya untukku. Di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Namun bintang kan tunjukkan hidupku pada dirinya. Walau ke ujung dunia, meski ke tujuh samudra, hanya untukku. Pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Hanya untukku.
New Year's Eve, 2019.
New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in no-go or surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees. And in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking God. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April. Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London, to Australia.
We are not drowning!
To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change, that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Government should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste, The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Sewangi aroma bunga mawar merah, seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayung warnanya merayu, seisi dunia merasa di madu.
Asmara senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pertama ku jumpa dengannya, ada
beda.
Kutatap wajahmu tanpa ragu-ragu, ku mulai tersipu.
Oh, inilah cinta pertama bagi diri ini. Takkan ada yang bisa mengganti semua rasa ini padamu. Ku mulai merasakan rasa cinta, cinta yang tumbuh di setiap saat. Ku lukis semua kisah yang nyata agar semua tak berakhir. Kini kita bersama dan mulai semuanya, dan yakinkan hati kita berdua. Pertama bagi diri ini. Takkan ada yang bisa mengganti semua rasa ini padamu. Ku mulai merasakan rasa cinta, cinta yang tumbuh di setiap saat. Tahu bahwa kau segalanya, ku pun merasa. Berjanjilah pada diriku selamanya. Rasa cinta, cinta yang tumbuh di setiap saat.
Now I'll be playing you a feature entitled Bundengan, located at Wonosobo. What is that?
People in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called Bundangan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundangan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi Bundangan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundangan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called Koangan and called Betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed, especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of Bundangan, which looks like shell, possesses some question. One of them is why people call the instrument Bundangan. It is called Bundangan because from Koangan name, it contains of instrument and its sounds is buzzing. So it's called Bundangan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called Bundang, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Anglianum paprau layar ing dino minggu ke pariwisata alon praune wus nengah tiap yupya banyu pinela ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu aden jawi lemas jebul wesore piting kelopo katon ngawi-awi kayu kani peci bali wae dene sesu eso tumandang nyambut gawe anglian numpa prau layar ing dino minggu ke pariwisata
the simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely Bundangan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids' song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket strings pairs on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowl or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bowl. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ketika kau lewati bumi tempat ku berdiri, kedua mata ini tak berkedip menatapi pesona indah wajahmu, mampu mengalihkan duniaku. Tak henti membayangkanmu, terganggu oleh cantikmu. Tujuh hari dalam seminggu, hidup penuh warna. Ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku
yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Duniaku tak henti membayangkanmu, terganggu oleh cantikmu. Tujuh hari dalam seminggu, hidup penuh warna. Ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Hidupku penuh warna. Ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
This time would be so right, but then I find you alive.